Blog
What's
Talk
up, Ghost
Radio.
Fiends? What's up, guys? We got Travis here from Lost Souls and the Shadows Paranormal Team. We got Tiffany. And Rich is upstairs doing something. I don't know what he's doing. It's hard to say what Rich is doing. Rick, you coming? Using my toll, I should charge him $10 for using it.
Hey guys. Sorry, I had to get the paperwork started up here. Chris, what are we talking about tonight, buddy?
We are talking about demons and the Ouija board.
Demons and the Ouija board. Oh, man. We are in trouble. Yeah, why not? Okay, what do we got?
Figured out anything over there, too?
Okay.
Tonight, like I said, we were talking about demons and the Ouija board. First of all, let's talk about demons. I know they're real. I've seen them with my own eyes. The first time I seen a demon was out at Stewart Tunnel in Wisconsin here. Listeners have heard us talk about that before. But me and another team member were out there with our milligal meter, with our EMF detector, and we asked, are you demonic? Meters pegged for red, milligals was out this portal.
Well, they actually, Travis's son was with you, right?
Yep, there I was. And so we asked your demon, pegged straight to red. Milligals was freaking pegged, EMF was straight to red.
Now, keep in mind that there is no electricity there at all.
No, there's none.
There's, I mean, no electrical poles, and nothing.
Here's electricity is probably a mile and a half away. But, yeah, we're live on the radio right now, dum-dum. Yeah, we're live nationwide, worldwide. Yeah. On everything, dude, yeah. Yeah. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners, Dustin?
So what am I? Just hold the phone and talk and tell them who you are.
Okay, well, I'm Dustin.
What you do.
And I'm marketing, right? Marketing and research, that's what it was. Marketing and research. For Lost Souls in the Shadows. What? Why do you put me on a spot like this, man?
I know it's hard. It's hard to talk on the radio, ain't it?
But like I said, we were in that tunnel, me and my son, one of the other team members, and we seen a very, very large shadow with yellow glowing eyes. And it was insane. It was nuts. I've never experienced nothing like that in my life. And I don't run from ghosts and spirits and shit like that, but something told me we need to get the hell out of there before something happens. So we got the hell out of there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
You came home and you told me about that. That was,
right.
I mean, that was, yeah. We've been there. How many times have we been there?
Probably 8 or 9 times now.
I would say that's one of our favorite places to go. One of them.
The tunnel is, we get experience every single time we go there. We get some type of experience. We always get evidence here.
Always.
We got Rich here. Rich is my research guy for the team. Hell of a guy. Does his job. If he doesn't, he'd be fired and put on an employment line. If he got paid for this position, but he don't.
No paid positions on this. But it's fun.
All right, so let's talk about demons a little bit. Otherwise known as princes of hell. Sissies. we printed some little stuff off here, off the internet, off Smithsonian Institute, what their definition of demon is. They call them the princes of hell, were the first generation of demons created by Lucifer after the creation of Lilith. but known before Knights of Hell. Distinguished by their yellow eyes, which me and my son, the other team members, seen. Members of the Princes of Hell include Azel, Romeo, and Asmodeus. Kind of sound like Amadeus. Yeah.
Sure.
And their sister, Dagon. These demons were created by Lucifer to act as generals of the demonic army. But at some point in time, the Princes of Hell, other than Azazel, abdicated their rank and went to live quietly lives on the earth like the Knights of Hell. Now, Gordon Smithsonian Institute here, we have another type of demon, that white-eyed demons. White-eyed demons are the highest-ranking class of demons, second only to Lucifer himself in the hierarchy of hell and serving his chiefs of staff. Now, a lot of people say they don't believe in, they believe in God, but they don't believe in the devil or hell. If you believe in God in heaven, you have to believe in the devil or hell. No other option.
I agree.
Tiff, what do you say?
What was your question? That if you believe in God in heaven, you have to believe in the devil or hell. Because they're one of the same.
Yeah, I agree too.
Me, I agree on everything. You gotta keep it fun. Yeah, me on.
Then we have the seven deadly sins. The seven deadly sins are unique demons. Each one represents one of the deadly biblical sins. They were unleashed when Jake Talley opened the Devil's Gate in Wyoming. They have the standard strength and weakness of black-eyed demons, but also have the special powers like mind control. They're not going to get nothing on me to try to control my mind.
I don't think they'll even, I don't even have a mind, so it doesn't matter.
Are you going to read something to him, Rich?
No, I'm good. You go.
Go ahead,
man. I'm not much of a reader. Okay, first of all, tell them what color the eyes were.
Yellow.
Okay. Was it tall?
Taller than me.
Okay, it was taller than you?
Yes, and I'm all of 6'4".
Okay.
And it was taller than me.
That wasn't the first time you saw it, though, right?
That was the first time we ever saw it. That was the very first time we saw it.
Okay.
But then Tiff was out there, what, a month after us, Tiff, and you seen it?
Okay, that's two people that've seen it,
yeah.
So there's something.
No, there's three of us.
Well,
because Taylor
saw it
the first time, and then Tiff seen it like a month later out there at the tunnel.
Yeah. That place is, I like going there, but you get chills right when you get to that big opening. And
yeah.
You see that big, huge.
Yeah, the opening going down the tunnel, yeah. It's.
You want to tell them about what might be happening? At the tunnel, maybe, for the news thing, if they decide to do that?
Well, we have sometime here in October, because this is the month of spirits and ghosts and goblins and ghouls.
Favorite time of the holiday.
I love Halloween.
Me too.
Well,
that too.
Favorite time of the year, favorite time of my life. But we have a ghost hunt coming up. Out there at Stewart Tunnel with one of the news stations in the city, well, in the state where we live, north of us, Madison, which is like 40 minutes, we have a news station that wants to come out there and do a ghost hunt with us.
And they're going to bring all the equipment they have, cameras and everything.
Cameras are coming with them, everything. And
I'm sure we might have to debunk some stuff.
Some stuff, but we're going to turn skeptics into believers out there at the tunnel.
Yeah, because if you're a skeptic,
the tunnel will make you a believer.
Yes, it will.
There is some insane shit out there at that tunnel.
When you walk up to the tunnel, you get a weird feeling. You get like a feeling like...
Well, you know when you're walking down the tunnel and you get towards that little bridge?
I don't like that bridge.
It's like once you cross that bridge going towards the tunnel, when you start getting that eerie feeling.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, Before the bridge, it's like a normal day.
Yep.
When you hit that bridge, it's like a whole nother ball game.
It's
nobody.
That bridge, though, is like a portal.
It is.
It is when you go over it.
Tip, you never know for listeners to call in yet. If anybody has questions they want to call in, what's the number, Tip?
Area code 516.
Area code 516.
387.
1922. If you have any questions, I don't care what it's about, call us. And we will answer the best of our ability.
And you know what to tell on our page, too? Tell them to check out our page also.
And we've said in our other podcasts, our page is Lost Souls in the Shadow. Go look it up on Facebook. We're the first team to come up. Give us a like. And I'll say it again, go give Dark Hunters,
yes,
Paranormal in Tennessee, Niota, Tennessee, a like on their page. We have our own division up here, which is Lost Souls in the Shadows. But we are also the Northern Division, would you call it, Tiff?
Northern Division.
We are the Northern Division, Wisconsin Division of Dark Hunters Paranormal.
They are awesome people.
Yes. Chris and his team, they are amazing, amazing, amazing people. Very, very knowledgeable in the paranormal realm.
You actually got to meet Chris and his wife.
Yep.
They're awesome people. I didn't get a chance to meet them, but I've seen them live when
right.
we were on some of our live feed.
Right.
He's really good at what he does.
He's amazing at what he does. Yeah, me, Tiff, our daughter, Micaiah, and one of the other team members, my son, Taylor, went down there and spent the night and did a investigation on his property. He's got 5 acres that is extremely haunted, extremely.
That's Travis actually, he got sick that night. He was doing it.
Yeah.
And they actually had to stop the ghost investigation because he got really sick.
Yeah, and I puked my guts out.
Yeah, it wasn't too good of a night.
No, not at all. But that's part of ghost
hunting. Civil War, right?
Civil War and Indian burial ground.
Oh, mixture, huh?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's insane.
So if you guys got any calls and want to ask us any questions, you're more than welcome to call that number.
Tip?
Tip, what's the number again?
The number is...
516-387-1922. Give us a call, guys.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to talk about, we will talk about with you. We're not shy.
Nope.
The only dumbest question is the question not asked.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well. What kind of events do we got coming up here?
We got
Ashmore Estates coming up on Halloween night. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be awesome. The overnight investigation. It's going to be live on Facebook. Right. Okay.
Justin, are you still going?
Yeah. Okay, it's gonna be the whole team going with us, and we got all of our equipment ready. We're ready to go. I mean, they're saying that this place is really haunted. Well, we want to find out, and we will find out. Okay. Do we have any people that that want to try it out? Not yet. Okay. 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 So if you guys want to try it, you know, look on the page and give us a call. I mean, we're not afraid to answer questions about anything. I'm going to give you back to the co-founder here. He had to take off for a second, but he always takes off, but I find him anyways.
Stop stalking you.
See, I'm stalking him like ghosts. So he's going to talk about Ashmore himself. I just told him that we're going to check this place out and see if it really is haunted, because they say it's the most haunted place in Illinois. I want to prove it to them, everyone.
Let's talk about this.
I want to prove it to everyone. Okay?
Ashmore, guys. Ashmore Estates, Ashmore, Illinois. It's been on Discovery Channel, Travel Channel, Destination America. We've had some of the biggest ghost teams there. We've had ghost hunters. We've had ghost adventurers. The only thing that I can think of that has not been there is TWA, or TWC, which is Tennessee Rake Chasers.
They haven't been there yet.
Not that I know, they've not been there.
They're awesome, too.
They are.
Yeah, they're awesome, too.
Doogie and Chris and Mike and all them guys are amazing.
Yep.
Amazing
awesome.
Guys. You know, I wish that they would send me a Facebook message and say they want to come up there Halloween
That'd
day with
be
us.
So cool, man. That'd be nuts.
I would invite them with open arms
yep.
at the Ashmore Estate.
That'd be really cool.
And the rest of the team.
Yep. Because it's hard. It's hard to get something on a holiday, especially on a Halloween.
On a Halloween? Yeah.
And,
I mean, how many places did we check out that day, Rich?
God.
Six or seven
of them. I mean, it was just crazy that.
And they were all booked.
Or
Disco Axe Murder House in Iowa wasn't doing overnight investigations Halloween.
Nope, they weren't doing investigations.
They weren't that night.
Now that would be a cool experience on Halloween, too.
Oh, we will be the Disco Axe Murder.
What do you think, Tiff?
Yeah. You know, we will be the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. We'll be the Eastern State Penitentiary.
We will get there. We'll get there.
I mean, I've been there. Where are you guys going?
We got some family members here. We got some family members here just trying to eat some chips. He's just raiding the fridge. That is Dustin. That's one of our team members. He's a nutty guy. Crazy dude. But he's good at what he does.
So far. But now let's talk about Ouija boards.
I don't like this conversation now.
I don't like Ouija boards.
I don't either. And
I've never messed with them, never have, never will. Only one team member I know of who have messed with them, that is Tiff.
And I'm going to turn it over to Tiff because she's actually the one who
knows more about Ouija boards than the rest of us.
Yeah, because we don't mess around with that stuff.
Ain't going to happen.
So I'm going to hand you over to Tiff real quick, and she's going to explain kind of what she went through and what she felt. Here you go, Tiff.
What am I talking about?
Ouija boards.
So, Ouija boards are still kind of a mystery, so to speak, as far as their history.
You're so stupid.
Shut up.
Did you hear Travis in the background? Say the holler, Travis.
And
a mystery in history. I think you're a poet. Don't even know it.
You are something else sometimes. So Ouija boards are spirit boards. Basically, it's a way to communicate with those that have passed on by answering yes or no questions and spelling out words. The board itself has the alphabet on it. It has a yes. It has a no. And basically, the thought behind it is that as you keep your fingers very lightly on whatever object you use, communicate, the spirit will guide it to a letter or a yes or no answer. Well, it's you don't. You never know what you're gonna get. Plain simple. You might think you're talking to a small child, or a relative, or what have you, but there's a good chance that it's going to be a demon behind it. Get attacked by what? No. My experience with the Ouija board, I was in high school, and went to a birthday party where they decided to pull out a Ouija board, and the Ouija board basically said that my ride would be canceled in the morning, I would have to walk home, and I would get hit by a car and die. Well, next morning, my stepmom called and said I needed to walk home, and so I hesitantly did and nearly got ran over. Was able to jump out of the way just in time from getting hit by a car. So, with that being said, no, I don't use Ouija boards. I don't touch them. I want nothing to do with them. I do truly believe that they work.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I can hear you. I don't know if our listeners can.
What is the word?
What does it mean? I don't know exactly.
I mean, what are they?
But so the concept behind that is basically someone laying down flat, and everyone sticks two fingers touching the person, and as you all chant, "Light is a board." Yeah, whatever. The person is supposed to levitate. Basically, you kind of lift them up off the ground. I have seen it happen, yes. Have I actually participated in it? No.
Why we don't like Ouija boards.
Yes, exactly. So,
let's do it.
Okay.
He can do it by himself because
yep.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not either. okay. Go ahead.
Travis has said he will do the Ouija board. No, Disney already said. You have to do the Ouija board to do that, though, don't you? No? No?
Not necessarily.
I thought we'd do it both together. Oh, okay. But that was good to bring it up. You want a cool party or no? Okay. The good man is stuffing his face right now, so we can't. We gotta leave him alone.
Like we said earlier, we got our son Dustin here, and we have another individual who wants to be part of the team, but I don't know if she has it in her. Asia, you want to come over and say hi to the
My name is Asia. She wants to try this ghost hunting out and see what it's all about.
Yeah, introduce a possible new member.
Okay, hello. I'm Asia. I am very much interested in this, and I am very empathic, so I feel like this would be a eye-opening experience for me and something that I would really enjoy trying and checking out.
So have you ever had any supernatural experiences?
I have, yeah. When I was a kid, actually, I used to get really bad, night terrors, and I remember being able to – I literally would wake up, and I would see spirits, across from my room. In the corner. I just remember
shadows.
Dark shadows. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on the walls. And sometimes they would almost look like animals. And then other times they look just like people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It gave me an experience to where it was intriguing in a way, but it also is more of I'm very empathic. I feel people, I feel energies, and I feel spirits. So I'm very sensitive to spirits. I have not, but when I was introduced to this lovely group, their interest in it really sparked up my own I said, it just intrigued me in ways that, like, I could learn more about it because I have had my own experiences with it.
Tonight?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Are you for real going? Oh, I don't know. I can't drive because I'm not going to lie. I've had a few drinks. So.
Rosie, do you want to drive?
I'm not driving. So
hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Just that she's not done asking questions.
Okay, you got more questions.
Okay.
So you said that you feel that you're untapped.
I do.
What experiences have you had?
In certain ways, I'll just go smallest and largest ways. Sometimes I feel like a lot of times when I feel like I'm around people, there's certain people that I feel like they either have really positive energy or there's a certain energy about them that I don't trust or that is unsettling with me. And any time I've led into those experiences and actually tried to build relationships with those people, that has always come to pass. That's always been true. Also, in certain aspects, me personally, there's been three different family members of my own that have passed away that I've known were going to pass days before, because there's a certain feeling that I get, and it's a certain energy, or I don't know if you want to call it a spirit, that kind of comes to me that shows me those certain things literally 2 days before.
Do you have religious beliefs?
I was raised mostly in a Christian household, but the way that I am as a person, I do believe in God, but I also believe in the devil. And I go based off of my own experiences. When it comes to growing up in a Christian household, you learn to pray, you learn, you know, different things like that, you know. You learn about Jesus, you learn about God and about heaven and about hell, I felt like it was a good foundation for me to start learning about more things, so that when I started feeling things more empathically, spiritually, however you want to put it, energy-wise, it was more of an understanding of good and bad, what was right and what was wrong in certain ways. I do. I believe in spirit. Yes. Like I said, when I was a kid, I've had a lot of experiences when I was a child with certain things like that. I want to say the last time I seen a spirit probably was when I was like 14. Ever since that experience, I can feel them. I just don't see them. But I know what it feels like when they're around me or when they're close. It's a presence that it's literally, it feels like someone's standing next to me.
Both of you guys are in a ghost hunt. This new feels all the time. I mean, she's the one who kind of tells us to get the hell out of there. It's a problem. So, two people, that would be awesome.
Well, she tells the rest of you guys to get out of there, but me.
Don't know.
All right. Everybody's laughing right now. I'm going to say something about our founder here. Okay. He's a good guy, but he's crazy. He's the only guy that I know that goes outside when there's tornadoes and actually wants to watch them while everybody else is in the basement. And his wife just said hiding. What do you got to say about that, buddy?
Nothing natural or supernatural scares me.
Cat's got his tongue. Look.
when it comes to spirits and ghosts, demons, as you call it, poltergeists, as they call it, they don't scare me.
No, they don't.
I'm there for answers, and I want answers. You know, I mean,
this is what got us into it, to find out the answers and the science behind it.
We're not in it for, where are you going? Okay. We're not in it for the fame or for the money or for the TV shows. What, Tiff?
No, he had to go use the washroom.
We're in it for the science.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the answers. You know.
And so far, we're getting answers.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that we can't explain.
Yeah, we can't.
Like, I mean,
at the tunnel, there's things we can't explain.
That's where the science comes into.
It's north.
Yep.
There's things we cannot explain.
Nope.
And we've tried debunking it, and it don't work.
No.
Nope. Does not work whatsoever. You know, there's some things in the paranormal field that you have to leave unexplained because there's no explanation behind it whatsoever.
That's why everybody's wants to learn about this.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people that are interested in it but are afraid of doing it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get an attachment or something, you know, that's going to happen to them that's bad or anything like that.
And like your team member Taylor has two, that's had two attachments.
Yeah. What was that little boy's name?
Timmy.
Taylor had Timmy.
Yep.
Taylor had a little boy named Timmy
from the tunnel.
From the tunnel that followed them home, and it was with him for about a week almost. He did not act like himself.
Yeah, was about a week.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Timmy from the tunnel was kind of hung around for I'd say a little short of a week. 5 days. 5 days-ish.
So, Timmy was about 5 days?
About 5 days.
Okay, so about 5 days, and his son did not, Taylor's his name, his son did not act normal around everybody. He was acting weird.
Really didn't act normal after. Good.
Now, we have on our page, I don't know if it's on there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, on Lost Souls in the Shadows, to check it out, what happened to him that night, and it was really scary. It was not a good feeling for anyone that was on the team that night because he just was shaken uncontrollably. He didn't know where he was. He was just a mess.
He said anger.
And he said anger is the number one thing that got him. Like he was just so angry. So you were standing over and Travis trying to help him.
Cold and clammy,
and we had Chris on live with us,
yeah.
And he saw it too. It was pretty weird. It was pretty bad. If you got anything to add to the attachments.
Last Friday, I'd say I don't know if you realize it, but last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely turns our luck. You've got to arm yourself before going into any investigation. Basically,
bring something with
you
to help
spirit. So, if you want to tell us what we have in our, what we have in case we have for emergencies.
So each one of our team members has a black stone, which
the stone basically collects negative energy and absorbs negative energy. You carry it with you throughout the investigation and when you go home, you put it into the window so that the sun basically can draw out any negativity that may have been brought into the stone. Using black salt, basically before you cross over your threshold, always put down black salt. Each team member also has a very small container or vial of black salt that is worn on their chains that carries the stone, which again you put it in the window and let it kind of sit overnight in the sunlight. Rosie, you cannot talk too, honey. You need to get down. That's what we have. We have sage to smudge. what mugwort. Okay. We haven't used them yet, though, right?
Okay.
Dog's got to go out.
Me and my wife's going to take me out potty so I can go pee outside.
I told you he's crazy.
Yeah, guys, we're not your normal paranormal team.
No, we like to have fun, too. Okay.
If you guys are interested, down the top here, which one is it? Okay. You guys are, okay. If you guys are interested in giving us a call, your Lost Souls in the Shadow, we'll answer any question you have. The number is 516-387-1922. And we will answer any question you guys got. I mean, we're not afraid. So
I'm scared of no ghost.
Yeah, Travis ain't afraid of no ghost.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out something that, well, she'll be back in. Okay.
Lilith, she was the first event, actually.
Who?
Lilith.
Who the hell is Lilith?
Wow. And you're a ghost hunter?
Oh, man. Well, that demon that you saw in the tunnel, what if it followed you home? You know, what if your thought of like something like that happening?
What followed me home?
A demon.
I'm coming to my house.
Well, this is what we say. We're not your ordinary team. We like to have fun. We like to be serious sometimes. We like to we're all family here. We like to just do our job, investigate what we need to investigate, tell the truth, find out the truth, and we will find out the truth.
Yeah, we're not about
No, we're not about faking like strings and fake noises and no, none of that crap. That is you. Anything to say, buddy?
Well, like Rich just said, we're not about faking shit. If someone calls us into their home saying they have paranormal activity going on, we're going to come in there as a team. We're going to investigate it. If we find something,
we will find it.
We will find it and we will tell you. If we don't find nothing, we're going to tell you, hey, we didn't find nothing. We're not going to say shit just to scare you or to make you believe you have paranormal presence in your house.
No.
That's not how we roll, and that's how we'll never roll.
I mean, that's why I said about Ashmore. I'm not a skeptic. Not anymore, but I want to find, I mean, Ashmore, they say, is, you know, the most scariest place in Illinois. Well, I want to find out for myself. I want to find out, you know, what's actually there.
Right.
I think you agree with me, Trent?
1,000%. Everybody said there's, sorry, I've got the hiccup. They say that there's spirits there that are trapped. You know, when we go in there on Halloween, if we can get some of them to cross over, we will. Rick, am I right?
You're absolutely. I mean, we're gonna when we go there, we're gonna have all our equipment out. We're gonna walk around the building, every room, every crevice, anything we can get our hands on, we will be in the hallway.
Yeah.
We will tape things. We will bring reporters with us. We'll bring everything we have.
What new equipment did we get for Ashmore?
We got two proximity sensors. We got a parabolic microphone, and we got a thermal camera.
And the thermal camera, that is a very important part of ghost hunting.
Rich seen the paranormal camera, but that son of a bitch is badass, ain't it?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And it's something that you actually really need, too.
Yeah.
Don't get those fake ones on the phone.
Yeah, no.
Because the fake ones that you get on the phone, they don't work.
No, they don't.
We actually have to go online to buy stuff like that. So.
Yeah, we bought ours from St. Augustine Ghost Equipment, St. Augustine, Florida. And that's who we bought all of our ghost equipment from. And that's who we will buy all of our ghost equipment from here on out. They are the real deal. They don't try to get you to buy bullshit and spend your money on garbage. It's not going to work.
Right.
St. Augustine Ghost Equipment, they are top-notch, top of line. That's who we bought all of our equipment from.
All of our equipment from them.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one thing, but that's our phone.
Yeah.
And you can't have your phone on you at all times.
Yeah.
You guys are,
yeah.
The people that do this, they know that.
A lot of people have messaged me saying, you know, they think they have a spirit in their house. What kind of equipment can they buy? And I would tell them, look, the best equipment is your phone and yourself.
Exactly.
I mean,
those are starters.
Yeah.
You use your phone as a starter.
Yeah.
To get you going. And if you really want to do this for a hobby, then you get yourself into buying the equipment, finding what equipment's better for work. What, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because how much do you think we've spent over the last 5 months on equipment?
Probably, I would say, over $3,000.
Yeah,
easy.
Easy. It's
an expensive hobby, but it is a hobby that, you know, it's how do I explain it? I don't really know how to explain it really. It's just something you have to be thinking.
Hey, you have to have it in your mind, in your heart. You have to have an open
mind,
open heart.
You got to have an open mind, open heart, and you can't just expect to go to a place and say, "Hey, I'm gonna find a ghost."
Yeah, it's haunted. It ain't gonna happen.
It's not gonna work that way.
I've been to numerous places, guys, and never experienced them, never heard nothing, my first trip to Waverly Asylum in Louisville, Kentucky, never experienced nothing.
That's nice.
We were there like 6 hours that night. That was my third or my fourth time there is when I finally experienced something. I seen a whole body apparition about 30 feet in front of me. I seen shadow figures. I heard voices. That's one thing about when you go into a hard location. The spirits have to feel comfortable with you. I mean, if you go in there demanding, "Hey, what is your name? How did you die?" You're not going to get it.
You got to have conversations with them.
Yeah, you got to talk to them.
They get bored. I mean, people ask the same question, "Hey, what's your name? You have to have a conversation. They will come to you and answer the question. And if they want to come out.
Yep.
Talking about demons, I mean, we got back a little bit, but it's all right. We're talking about demons. I believe in them.
Oh, me too.
And I never want to run across one unless we are in an investigation and we actually do run across. I haven't really experienced. But it's coming. I guess it's doing it. So,
you want to go and take us. He's got half an hour to get
home.
Where's Meow?
Meow!
Where's
Meow?
But Travis, you got anything to add, buddy, before we decide to
eat supper
and
no.
Okay.
No.
Tell us what check out our page.
Yep.
And don't be afraid to look on there.
Do not be afraid to look on there, guys.
And what's our motto?
Stay cool.
Take care, guys.
All right, guys. We are Lost Souls in the Shadows Paranormal Group. Until next Sunday,
stay evil.
Later, guys.